This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you're feeling fed up with the U.S. housing market, moving north across the border is probably not going to work. Canada has extended a ban on non-citizens buying residential property for 2 more years. Officials there had hoped this would make housing more affordable for Canadians, but it's not yet clear if the strategy's working. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
About a decade ago, a lot of foreign investors were buying up Canadian properties, says Ren Thomas, an assistant professor at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
A lot of Hollywood actors or directors or producers have houses or condos in Vancouver, for example.
The result, says David Walksmith at McGill University,
Vancouver residents were being priced out of their own real estate market.
So in 2016, the provincial government put a hefty tax on those properties, and it helped for a bit. But across Canada, housing has just become less affordable. So the federal government started the ban last year. And, says Tom Davidoff at the University of British Columbia, housing prices have fallen.
But they're falling everywhere because of rising interest rates, so very hard to attribute causality.
These kinds of measures are politically popular, he says, but he points to another recent measure in Canada that could actually help fix the country's housing problem. In order to get federal infrastructure money, municipal governments now have to make zoning changes that allow for denser housing. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.